You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Cash Hendricks, this is my podcast. This podcast is to like do interviews with people I do collaborations with. Like for this episode, we have Qualified, who did a song with me that we will probably play at the end of the podcast.
Sweet.
And and then my dad is like sort of the co-host.
Yeah, I'm going to try to take more of a producer role and let you be the man, Cass, so that's the goal.
Yeah, So Qualified, where are you from?
Hey, so originally I'm from San Diego, California, but I've been out in Hawaii for years. I moved out to Hawaii when I was still a kid. I'm out here in the middle of the ocean, bro. Way out in Hawaii.
Like, that's pretty cool. I'm trying to think. Hawaii, I don't know.
We've never
been to Hawaii.
Okay.
I would want to go at some point because it looks like really nice down there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great, man. You guys ever come out, I'll show you the places to go and the places to maybe not go. So,
what island are you on of Hawaii?
So I'm on Oahu. So Oahu is kind of like the, it's sort of like the main island. I don't want to like diss the other islands, but
is it the biggest?
No. So the biggest is the island that's actually called Hawaii. But Oahu is like where the capital is. That's where Honolulu is. It's where Waikiki is. So like a lot of the stuff that's shown on TV will come from here or happen here, and then they'll show like scenery and other stuff on the other islands. But the volcanoes, that's on Hawaii Island. So yeah, it's.
You stay away from those?
That's probably why it's not the main island.
Yeah, I'd stay. Yeah, man. See, that's when I first moved here, that's what threw me off too, because I thought I didn't realize the different names of the islands and stuff like that. And everybody just says Hawaii. So I was just like, oh, okay, I'm going to Hawaii. And they're like, no, you're on Oahu. Hawaii is over there. It's like, oh, so yeah.
I mean, everyone just calls it Hawaii because I guess it's easier.
Yeah, so I guess the because it's like it's an 8 island chain, so the archipelago of islands all together is Hawaii, or the Hawaiian Islands, and then everybody just shortens it to Hawaii pretty much.
What ocean is that in again?
So we are in the Pacifics, to be specific. So
okay. What's your like? What's your scene like down there? Like, what's your rap scene like down there?
So the rap scene down here, I've been involved in the rap scene for like years, probably most of your life, Cash, or if not all of it. So the scene down here is really cool. It's a lot of talent. It's really diverse. Like, there's different, just different styles. I feel like in any city, like, you're going to have people who like have a wide spectrum of the type of hip hop they do. Like some people are going to be more mainstream, some people are going to be underground, and stuff like that. And I think the same is true in Hawaii, but there's so many different sounds. Hawaii can end up being just kind of a melting pot here in the Pacific, just like where we're located. Other Pacific Islanders end up here. So people are coming from Samoa. You have people moving from the Philippines, and you have people moving from the Asian countries and stuff like that. So there's it's a really interesting mix of people out here and cultures. And I think that carries over to the music. Like I just hosted a hip hop show out here last week. And we had guys in there with like the auto tune. We had guys in there who were being like a little bit more lyrical. We had guys who were like bringing like a street aspect to it. So I really love the scene out here. There's in the past few years, like I would say kind of even like right before the pandemic and then with the pandemic, there was like an explosion of the younger artists out here. And I think that was something that was like when I was coming up and I was one of the young guys, I was looking around and there weren't too many other young guys. Like we were going out there and it was like we were rapping with all the older heads and stuff. So now there's entire shows just full of the crowd is young cats, the performers are young cats. And for me now getting older, that's really cool to see. That's the biggest development that I'm happy with in Hawaii hip hop. There's just so much music and the young people are really just going for it. And they understand the marketing. They understand how to do things online. Like it's taken Hawaii hip hop to a different level. Like a lot of people are getting streams now. Like I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like recently too, just with everything, that there's been kind of like a decline of a lot of like mainstream stuff. And then these people like underground kids and stuff are now like the forefront of everything.
Yeah.
Like they're becoming the forefront of everything. That's what I feel like has been happening recently.
Yeah, man. I think there's a, cause there's like a authenticity in the underground, like a realness. Like it's like, oh, okay, these cats is like really building something from the ground. Whereas like the mainstream is already like super polished, or you can tell that they're trying to like push some kind of industry plant. And yeah, man, we want that realness.
Mm-hmm. Like the rawness of like the underground and stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started doing hip hop, Qual?
When I would say like when I like first seriously started doing it and was like, okay, I'm a rapper now, that would be like when I hit 15. So
similar in age to you, Cash. I mean, your Cash is 14, you've been doing it for about a year now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when I was like, all right, I'm going into the studio, I'm writing, like this is what I do now. Yeah, that's I had hit about 15. I had had a couple performances and got like a good response. And I was like, you know what, man, maybe I'm a rapper. Maybe I can do this. So yeah, I'm about to be 36 next week. So we're here.
I mean, at least you're not old, my dad.
Yeah, you're not as old as me. That's true. That's true. I was trying to think. I think Qual, I think we actually connected so long ago that it might even be before I had it. So it's been a long time that we connected. It's probably somewhere in the 10 to 15 year range. So it sounds like your scene's pretty awesome, and we're just starting to kind of get into the scene here. Cash and I went to see GZA, and when we went to see the GZA show, we got to meet up with a bunch of local guys who we're probably going to try to connect with sometime soon. Nice. So like, we're just kind of starting to learn more about the local scene, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's man, that's super dope. And like that you guys were able to connect like that at a show, like that's really cool. And for me, that's what it's all about. Like that is the most fun that I've had in hip hop. Like just being able to go to shows and, you know, get up on the stage and rock, and then just connect with the other MCs, or even if it's not the other MCs, just other people who enjoy the music and appreciate what I've done. And they're like, yo, man, you know, I'm not a rapper, but I host shows, come pull up at this. And then just like the extending into the community, like Cash, once you like really start connecting with the local community, you're going to see what I'm saying, man. It's a beautiful feeling.
I want to be able to do, I've been like trying to find other ways too, to just get like bigger.
Yeah.
Like more people know my name and stuff. So I guess doing the local stuff will definitely help with that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause like you can go so far online, and then some people end up going just like blowing up completely online because they're just really good at the online stuff. And they're, you know, it's just whatever it is, they are really good at captivating people for those like 8 to 30 second videos that you need. But, like for a guy like me, because I would never say that I was like that good at the internet and stuff like that. Like, I feel like I can be funny on the internet. I mean, personally, I think everything I post and all that stuff is hilarious, but, but of course not everybody gets it. So, or has the same view as me. I think I'm pretty decent in person funny, like when people meet me, but you know, how can I have a face-to-face sit down with everybody across the world? So, I feel like one of the best ways for me to convey my personality and musicality and everything that I do is to hit the stage and mingle with the people. So I'll do a show and then I'll stay around after my performance and make myself available to just like chop it up with people and be cool. And then if they end up following me online, it seems like they understand my presentation a little bit more after having spent some time with me. And then the more people who can understand the presentation, then that helps me spread and through word of mouth, because they're like, oh, I get this now. So like somebody who might've been like, what the heck is this, when I posted it, now their friend is posting it. And it's like, oh, well, this guy must be kind of cool if you know X, Y, Z. So let me see what's happening here.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I guess of the reason that I have like people who know me is because of like kids from school.
Yeah.
I just be telling, well, because I will like, well, everyone knows at my school that I like make music now, because I put a music video on the announcements for Christmas. I made a Christmas song and put it on the announcements. So everyone knows I make music. So that's how people know me, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Not a lot. And also just like word of mouth and stuff. Yeah. But like, do you know any like mainstream rappers that have came out of Hawaii or no?
So as far as like mainstream guys who have come out of Hawaii, like we haven't had, there's been like a lot of guys who are connected, to things musically and stuff out here. I would say one of the biggest, names that's had success, as a rapper out here, is Tasho Pierce. You might not have heard that name, but look him up. I promise he's a real person. That's my guy. He started a crew called Flip the Bird out here, and they did a lot of big things locally. He had a song called Honolulu that was like on the radio, and that's still like locally, that's still kind of a big thing. Like you don't hear a lot of Hawaii hip hop locally on the radio. Like our radio stations, I know in other cities, like there'll be like sometimes there'll be a station that focuses more on the local scene. Here in Hawaii, it's a little different because like the genre that's like really dominant locally is reggae. So like, there's a lot of local reggae artists who are huge and will go worldwide. But yeah, the radio stations that play rap here locally, they are, they're owned by like the bigger corporations. And so a lot of our radio stations are kind of just like almost like satellite stations for like the LA station or the New York station. So like it's kind of hard to get on local radio, basically is what I'm saying. So like, but Tasho Pierce, he had a song on local radio for the music video. He like shut down one of the freeways here. Like it was a big deal. He's been connected with, like, he's got songs with, he's got a song with Kid Cudi, you know, and then he was, cause Kanye West, recorded 808s and Heartbreaks out here in Hawaii at one of the studios here. So he was doing a lot of work out here. Tasho was connected in the studio with him. Another one of my friends ended up getting Grammys for being like the engineer on the album. So I would say Tasho Pierce kind of has like some of the most mainstream, like adjacent, like he's probably the guy who's done the most so far. But keep your eye out for my young homie. He goes by Ro, R-O, or 8 Ro 8. He is going crazy right now. He's one of the guys bubbling up from the underground scene in Hawaii. And I feel like it's only a matter of time before this guy is, does MTV show music anymore? But if they do, he's on there. Wherever they show that at, he's going to be on that.
I think it's just on YouTube now. I think that's what people just watch him on.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't see anything on TV anymore.
I know. I feel like I've said to both him, but Cash and his younger brother, like, oh yeah, back when I was a kid, they actually played music videos all day.
Yeah. There was like a couple of channels that did that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, now whenever I watch music videos, I just look them up online.
Yeah. That's, man. That's crazy. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Definitely feeling a little up there. But yeah, I think that like it's really interesting to hear about a local scene in somewhere like I've never been out to, you know.
So, yeah.
You know, like we've never been out in Hawaii, you know. And so like I don't know anything about it. Like obviously here in the Philly area, there's like, you know, we have guys who, you know, are huge names over the years, you know, and obviously the Roots getting to be the house band on Jimmy Fallon, and right. They blew the hell up, you know. But they do their big Roots picnic every year and like have giant shows. Like, you know, this year was, they played as the backing band to Lauryn Hill in the final, like the headliner.
Yeah.
And like last year they did that with Mary J. So they bring in a lot of like, of the classics, but like, do you get a lot of people touring through Hawaii? Like, do you have a lot of good shows? Like in the people from everywhere else?
It was like, It's started to get a whole lot better. We have, there's this company, promotion company out here called BAMP, B-A-M-P. And they are one of the, they're one of the bigger promoters that put stuff together. There's always a bunch of like smaller promoters locally who are able to bring people out and stuff like that. But a few years back, BAMP, built their own venue called the Republic for shows. And once they built that, then we've been a whole lot more consistent with getting a lot of different acts, not just hip hop, but just a lot of different acts to come through. I think the problem was for us before is, I mean, Hawaii's just out in the middle of the ocean, so it can make touring challenging for certain groups and artists and stuff like that. And it seemed like for like when I was younger, like when I was in high school and stuff, we didn't get a lot of like the like mid-level artists, right? So it was just like we have an arena called the Blaisdell Arena. So if you were somebody who could sell out an arena, then you were coming down. But it like we didn't have too many like, I guess, mid-sized venues. So there was like a lot of, unless you had like a huge fan base, unless it was like a Snoop Dogg or a 50 Cent or something like that, like it would be a whole lot harder to get the shows. But now we got all kinds of cats coming through. Like Lil Tecca was just here a couple weeks ago. And then we still get like the super mainstream all over the radio. Like Glorilla was here not too long ago. There's a lot more people who are trying to deliver these shows. So like, so it's progressively, it's gotten a lot better. Personally, I've been lucky enough to like open up for Nas, the Migos. There was a really funny time. One time my friend was opening up for Ray Shrimmer and he brought me up for a song. And this is when my dreads were a little bit shorter. So I was standing on the side of the stage waiting to come up, and somebody spotted me on the side, and then the crowd started freaking out because they thought I was one of the Ray Shrimmer dudes. And I was like, no, just another short guy with dreads. Sorry.
They were like, oh my God.
Yeah, man. They thought I was Sway Lee over there.
It's funny because I've had other friends mistaken, like, at concerts for somebody associated with the band before.
Yeah.
And it's really funny when that happens because it's like, you know, like, what the heck are you, like, people are just like all like disappointed when they find out you're just some guy.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, man, it's just me. But then I went up there and rapped anyway, so it really threw them off. So they're like, well, who are you then? So yeah, it was funny.
Did you ever like get to talk to any of those people, like Sway Lee or like Nas? Did you ever get to talk to them?
I didn't get to talk to Nas. I did. There was a Murs. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Murs. He's somebody who had a huge influence on me growing up in high school and stuff like that. Murs, underground rapper.
You're gonna have to play you some Murs, Cash. I feel like I've
heard his name.
He did a song that we did one of when I used to do a lot of those remix contests.
Yeah.
He was on one of Mega Ran's tracks that we did a remix contest.
Oh, nice. I think you told me that. Yeah.
So I got to meet Murs and chop it up with him, and then we were all kicking it backstage before his set, and like Murs just came up and started talking to us, and we ended up starting a whole cypher session. So that was really cool, getting the freestyle and hang out with Murs. Like, I was like, what? So that was cool. Let's see, there's a rapper named Ahmad. He made a song called Back in the Day. So there was, I got to hang out with him and kick it with him backstage. Probably the biggest name that I met backstage and got to talk to a little bit were the Migos, RIP Takeoff. But that one was really funny because we were at this venue out here in Hawaii called Waikiki Shell. So it's like an outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah.
And so we were backstage, and like this van pulls up, and like none of the, cause there were like a couple other big artists who were on this show. Like, I think Jeremiah was on the show, and Gyptian, like a big reggae artist. But the Migos were the headliner. So, this van pulls up and we're all backstage, and like two guys hop out of the van first, and like, they just start yelling. And he's like, Hey, everybody ready to meet the Migos? And I was just like, oh, okay, here they come. And like, the Migos actually didn't say anything. They were just standing there, just like staring at us. And then this, you know, the two guys just went around and like aggressively shook everyone's hands backstage. I think I still have a bruise on my right hand from how hard the dude grabbed my hand. But he's just like, yeah, he's just like shaking our hands, like, this the Migos. And like, I said, what's up to all of them? And they just all looked at me. So I guess I didn't get to talk to them. I got to talk to them. They just didn't talk back. So that was, but it was cool. I was like, yo, this is Quavo right here in my face. So yeah.
Yeah. The Migos are
Yeah, yeah, it was interesting. This was like a little bit earlier in their rise too. Like this was before, before Bad and Bougie or any of that came out. I think the big song at this time was Fight Night. So they were still kind of on the come up. So I don't know if they talk backstage to, well, Quavo and Offset. I don't know if they talk to people backstage now, but you know, that was interesting.
I don't think Quavo and Offset are cool with each other anyway.
Right, yeah. They're probably not even talking to each other, so.
Yeah.
So there's
I wouldn't know. I'm just listening. I don't know. I don't know anything about Migos. I've tried. I'm going. So it's like, as old as you may think you are, Qual, I'm a couple years older in age, but far older in
right.
old man years. I don't know. I'm only getting into modern hip hop because of Cash. I know my old stuff. You know, I brought Cash along to see Wu-Tang and Nas.
Yeah.
He brought me along to see, you know, Kendrick and Tyler and okay. all that stuff. Well, I say he brought me along. I paid and drove, but
right. You know.
we're gonna go see Yachty and Snoop this year. So
nice.
I've gotten to see Snoop before, but he hasn't. Actually, we're bringing his little brother too. All four of us are going down. That's gonna be a really good time. So
yeah,
and my sons are gonna have nice contact highs, but we'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, one of the things, you know, obviously this podcast is about is Cash is going to be doing collaborations. You guys did something that we're going to debut here. But before we talk about your collaboration, I want to ask you, like, if you had any, like, surreal experiences of getting to collaborate with people. I know of one off the top of my head that I know was pretty surreal for you. But I don't know if there's any others that, like, you know, come to mind of people you got to collab with that were just, like, really big deal to you.
Yeah. I think the person you have in mind is probably, like, when I did a collaboration with a cookbook from LA Symphony.
Right, right. We're mutual friends of his. Yep.
Yeah. So that was cool because, you know, LA Symphony is a group that I feel like had a huge influence on me, like wanting to rap, wanting to be a rapper, just, you know, my ideas of how to even attack beats and just all of that. Another group that was from the same area, that was from LA and underground and had a huge influence on me, was the Tunnel Rats. The Tunnel Rats crew, and another guy who I was able to collaborate with was in that crew, Propaganda. So
and we forget that Propaganda is part of Tunnel Rats.
Yeah,
because I think of Propaganda as his solo stuff, and
right.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, like I think I was like seventh or eighth grade, and I had like these two mixtapes that my friend had burned for me, and it was crazy because like the mixtapes were actually like mixed up. Some of it was like the stuff, some of it it had the whole entire Pigeon John Is Dating Your Sister album on there, but then a couple like a couple of remixes, and then just like a bunch of Tunnel Rats songs that were like burned from just different albums for everybody in the crew, and just like a bunch of LA Symphony stuff. And then he gave me like the actual Baloney album. And yeah, like I was just like, what in the world? Like listening to that just like blew my mind. Cause there was like Cypher tracks. There was, you know, Zane and Tunnel Rats, like there was the girls was coming on spitting hard, like everything. I was just like, yo, what is happening? So yeah, that kind of changed my life and made me want to jump into this world even more so than I did at that point, because I was already like leaning towards it, but I was just like, I have to do this now. So getting Propaganda like on a song with me, like talking and like negotiating that myself, and him being like, yeah, send the beat, and then like hearing the, like, I almost cried, like, when I played it back. I'm like, yo, he's on my song! Like, yeah, it was, that was a big deal for me. And I think I got the Propaganda verse, before the cookbook verse even. But the cookbook verse might have came out first. But yeah. But yeah, like I was just like, oh man, because they ended up being on the same album. I was just like, yo, I got two of my like heroes.